Attack of the strap-on dildo is a great way to spend a fun night. Yes, there's always consent beforehand when you attack a sissy with a strap-on. No sissy wants to be taken by surprise. Well, that's not always the case. But this is a blog post, so I'm gonna keep it friendly. This is why the game of hide and go seek is so much fun. If I can catch the sissy, I can have the sissy. Run and hide while I count to 100. There's nothing more scary than a menacing Simone searching for you with my 10-inch strap-on ready to play with you. I call out to you, waiting for you to squeak or make a noise. Often, when I get too close and a sissy runs away from me by getting out of her hiding spot, I enjoy a good pounce. Pouncing a sissy is a lot of fun when playing Attack of the Strap-on Dildo. Once I find you, I can have you. I also get my choice of where I take you. It's up to the sissy to have her lube. No self-respecting sissy would leave home or her hiding spot. Without it, failure to have lube could result in heavy tickling, spanking, or CBT. Also, you might not get a choice of which punishment is chosen. I enjoy finding you in a small closet. There's something quite ironic about nailing you in the closet. It should bring out the times in your life when you had to be quiet and no one knew about your fetishes. Then there is the symbolic value of coming out of the closet when I'm finished with you. I love the idea of pulling out a pillow and making you sleep in the closet after you're covered in your own sissy cum. Sounds like a fun time to me. Wanna play? This is Mistress Simone, and you can read this at my blog, kinkyphonemistress.com, and call 1-800-601-7259. I look forward to playing hide and seek with you. Talk to you soon.